Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Carlos Santana bringing us back. That's Oye Como Va, 23 after. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out all the other things you can do there. Read, listen, ask questions. Don't forget to take the poll question. We have a different question every week right there on the homepage. We want to know what you think. And so when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll's going so far. And you can go back and keep checking on it, see how it goes. See if other people agree or disagree with you. And we're having a great visit with a new friend. Blaine Matthew is Chief Product Officer at MindJet. And these are folks who help companies like you and me, small businesses, collaborate better with our teams. And, you know, there's so many things. The reason why I think what you guys are working on, Blaine, is important and is going to be more important for small business owners is that their small business owners have always had too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on. And we needed some place to put some of those hats till we could put them back on our head, which those hats represent projects and jobs and tasks and different things that we're doing, progress on a project and that sort of thing. That's what those hats represent. And that's not going to change, even if the economy picks up. Right now, the economy is not doing so great, and we don't have enough. Most of us don't have enough people to do all the work we have. When the economy picks up, nothing's going to change. We're going to have more growth, and we're still not going to have enough heads. And so, being able to manage our work with technology is really going to help us be a lot more efficient. So, congratulations on the niche that you're filling here.
Well, thank you. And you know, as you said, most people, they're working in small businesses. They're building or trying to build small teams. Getting those people on the same page, working together better is a huge challenge. And we help that. And, you know, even if you're an individual proprietor, you're a one-person shop, you probably have, you know, agencies, consultants, clients, people you work with that you need to collaborate with. It's not just for your own team. You can use this kind of stuff to work with clients and others that are external to who you are, mm-hmm. to collaborate and work better together to sell stuff to them, right?
Right.
So everybody works together with somebody.
Well, see, this is what I was going to ask you. You know, I collaborate with my own customers. I don't just collaborate with my employees. I collaborate exactly. with customers. I work on projects with them. And this is, you know, as one of the things I keep telling small business owners, if you want to have a customer you can't run off, become an integrated partner with them. Not just somebody who drops stuff off on the dock. Become an integrated, take that stuff inside the building. Help people use it inside. Take over some of the tasks for customers. So I can see where what you're talking about. Tell us how that would work with a customer.
Well, that's really a really important point. So after somebody sets up their free MindJet Connect account and they're ready to do this collaboration, they create their projects, put their files in the system, whatever they need to do, they can invite an unlimited number of guests into the system, into their project. They can decide who sees what, and those guests could easily be and probably should be their clients.
Right.
You could create some certain files and certain elements of the project that you want your clients to be able to see, to work with you on, to collaborate with you on.
Mm-hmm.
You can invite, you know, 1, 10, 50, once you get big, 100,000 guests into your system to work and collaborate with them on, whether you're trying to figure out how to improve their business, to sell them something they need, provide a service to them, whatever the case is. So it's, you know, the system is not just for people who, you know, not just for your own personal team, but it's for extending your team and all the way to including your clients.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say the other thing that makes this really interesting is, as we said, it's a cloud-based, web-based application. But as we know, small business people are on the go right now. They're on the road. They're working 24/7 from their mobile devices. right? Their smartphones, mm-hmm. their iPads, and iPhones. They've got laptops they're trying to do work on, which they're accessing the web, and maybe sometimes they're offline. We've got applications that connect into this free system I'm talking about that work on the iPad and iPhone, Mac and Windows. So no matter what device you are, anywhere, anytime, you can access this system. And the best and one of the best things of all, we just made our iPad and iPhone applications free as well. So somebody can go on iTunes or in the App Store, download our mobile applications for iPad and iPhone, and they're also absolutely free.
Now, of course, let's be honest. Let's make sure we have full disclosure here. You have a free level of service.
Yep.
But you also have a premium level of the more of an enterprise level where people want more capability. If they, what you're doing, the free part gives them plenty of capability, but if they want the extra versions of it, that's the paid level. There is a paid level for this.
That's absolutely right. So yeah. For those that sort of outgrow the free service or find they want to, you know, manage more complex tasks or build bigger teams, we do have a paid level service that somebody can upgrade to it at any point. I think, you know, we're definitely very hopeful that millions of small business people will find the free service very valuable and useful, and it absolutely is. And, you know, some proportion of those will say, hey, this is so core to my business, I want to expand and advance, as probably as their business expands.
Blaine, give us the website, please.
It's www.mindjet.com.
Check it out, folks. It's interesting concept he's got here. Maybe it'll help you. Blaine Matthew, thanks for being here. Come back another day.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.